Hello, friends and fellow adventurers. Welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue Bloodlords. As always, we'd like to invite you to come join our Discord, where you can hang out with us and other listeners of the show. And if you'd like to throw a little financial support our way, you can check out our Patreon, and a shout-out to all of those that are Lich level and above. Rock Jedi, Wolf, Blondimus Slump, Thunder Mammoth, The Trevor Project, Dos Chris, Fizgig, AC Goldner, Arab Carr, Optus, gonna secret pasture there, Indie Link, Tawdry Monster, Mercutio, Angel Shadow Art, Cyrendon, The Necromancer Forever, Doc Holliday, Corey, Jason K, Dicky Lopez, Bobson Dugnut, Ricky Ropebridge, Alex K, Doma Elaka, Frank L, Just Mike Works, Rusty, Argoon's Long Lost Elbow, Fig Deer, Zach S, Jimmy H, Mr. Turtle Sleeve, Darren, Caleb W, Pickle, Mr. Grim, Fire Down, M54, Ewaz, Jameson S, Eric R, +24% of Whacking, I'm Not a Robot, George F, Leo Hart, Hard, Witch Hunter, Jeremy D, Matthew M, Scott E, Progeny of Kuchu Lane, Liz Giggles, Calistra Specialty, Brendan K, Gringus Maximus, and Andrew G. Thank you all so much for your support. And now a recap of Session 26. We've just defeated Iron Tavia, the big bad of Book 1. However, the basement of her cottage seems to turn into some kind of stomach, and it appears the building is trying to digest us. Everything is terrible, and many of us almost die. Everyone except for our new friend Track Maruk, that is, who does die. Poor new guy. The rest of us barely make it out. For sentimentality's sake, Lucan takes a brick from the fireplace that killed Gerdrog. We burn the cottage down, and then Demon Kix does some necromantic magic to the brick. Arius and Lucan begin to suspect there's more going on with Kix than he knows himself. We leave off down a party member, again, and with a decision on what to do next.
So we're going to go back. We're going to go back to the day after the... I still don't know exactly what to call you. I almost said the circus. The sinners?
I don't know.
No, you don't like it?
The players within the theater of sin.
I mean, yeah, the players. There you go. So the day after the players leave Grey Dirge to go to the Axenwood, we come to a rainy afternoon. It's overcast in Grey Dirge, and it's not downpouring, but it's a light sprinkle, just enough to get everything wet. And in the gloom of that afternoon, there's a crime scene. And some of the detectives for Grey Dirge are keeping people away. It's in a middle-class neighborhood. It's not seemly for something like this to be just out in the open. So they clean it up as soon as they can. But among the deputies and the detectives standing over the small child's body in the alley, a woman approaches. She looks like she's undead, maybe.
So she is a very pale-skinned female human, very, very beautiful, wearing full-plate armor with a shield with the Pallid Princess's fly symbol on it. She approaches. Her eyes are red, so you can tell she's not really alive, but at the same time, she doesn't completely look undead either. So it's kind of hard to get a read on exactly what she is just by looking at her.
And as she approaches, one of the deputies,
"Hold it there, this is an active crime scene. I'm going to have to ask you to step back."
"I heard about this crime scene. This is a relative of mine."
"That's not any business of mine to let you through on that information. That's going to need to get cleared through the station."
"The station? You're going to try to stop me from looking in on my relative?"
The skeletal hand goes up to a sword at the deputy's hip.
"Now, miss, no need to get threatening. Step back from the crime scene."
If you'd like, you can give me some sort of social role in this situation to influence.
Yeah, I would like to activate an aura.
Yes.
It's a stance. So this is the Dread Marshal's aura. Yeah, she kind of sets her stance, and there's this feeling of fear exuding from her.
"Now hold on."
I mean, it doesn't actually really do a whole lot here. It's actually more Like, if I was to start fighting with them, it could be some bonuses. It's just cool.
Yeah, do you have intimidation?
I still give an intimidation, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead and give me an intimidation check.
I don't know who that's supposed to be against, but I guess an 18. Not very scary right now.
Now, hold on, miss. Are you a priest at the temple? I can talk to the detective on site. Please, please, hold on just a moment.
And he shakily takes a step back and goes to speak quietly to another man in a trench coat on site. This looks like maybe a husk zombie. And while they're talking to each other, the zombie looks back at the armor-clad Urgothoan worshiper here, it would seem. And the detective walks up.
Oh, it's Aura of Despair. It's my level 4 class feat. Enemies within 15 feet of you take a -1 circumstance penalty to saving throws against fear. And anybody that ends their turn within 15 feet of me can't reduce their fright value below 1.
Well, it's up to that guy to determine if he's your enemy or not then.
So.
Sorry?
It's just, that's just passive. I always have that aura up.
That's just championship.
Yes, that's just evil championship.
So, like, if we're just hanging out and all of a sudden I feel like I'm in that aura, I'll be like, oh, shit, what did I do?
She's pissed at me.
There's always this aura of dread and despair around her.
Now, hello, miss. My name is Detective Fowler. Can I help you?
Yes, you can tell me what happened here.
Ma'am, this is an active crime scene, and, well, the deputy did ask you to step back. However, do you have an affiliation with the church?
Which church? There's lots of churches.
The Church of Urgothoa.
Latter-day Saints.
Of course I do. What do you think this shield is for? Play?
Nah, I, of course, I'm very sorry. Ma'am, your name is?
Shara Imbrex.
And you say that this dead child is a relative of yours?
Yes. Where is its mother?
She fled the scene, we think, to come and get us. Well, not me specifically, to get the god. She said she woke up in the morning with the child dead in her arms, which means that the blade wound here, and he just kind of steps aside and points back to the child who's like visible now, and a wall of deputies has gone up between the rest of the crowd that's kind of walking by, the general public, and the scene. Now, I see that you don't necessarily carry a blade that would facilitate anything like this, so I don't know if you know how stealthy small blades work, but it is possible to kill quietly, especially in a situation like this. Just a child. Homeless child, mind you.
Yes, it would be especially easy if it was, you know, maybe a ghost. Perhaps a hobgoblin ghost. Do you have any of those around here?
That's an interesting...
No, don't bother lying to me. I know you do.
I'll say that there is an up-and-coming, let's just say employee of Bloodlord Berlan Haldoli. And, their name is Gerdrug. And you think that's connected because...
Because a hobgoblin ghost has been killing my family members.
Interesting. Other murders.
Yes. I've come from Nidal, following him.
Can you tell me what sort of blade and what sort of methods the previous victims used?
He's a ghost. He waits. He uses slashing weapons normally. In fact, when he killed me, he had a dog slicer.
I see.
Wait, can I just really quick interject? When he killed me, that's just a great sentence. That's just a great sentence.
I see. Well,
Like, if somebody said that to me, I would also be flummoxed. Yeah, I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, the detective was like,
Are you talking to a quick or is he undead?
No, he was a zombie.
He's a husk zombie.
I thought you said?
Yeah. So while considering the rain, there's not going to be a lot of crime scene integrity here, so I will...
Well, plus he's a ghost. Doesn't exactly leave footprints.
I noticed. Your information definitely matches what we have here. May I ask, where were you last evening?
Ooh, got him.
I was on my way here, to this city. I had been informed that there was a hobgoblin ghost in this town.
I see. Would you be willing to come to the station for an interview so we can get more information?
Yes, if it helps me find Gerdrug, if that's what he's going by nowadays. Of course.
Then you can go ahead and stop by at 5, and we'll have a talk. We'll corroborate the story with the gate guard. Which gate did you come in, the north gate or the east gate?
The north gate.
We'll see you in a few hours, then. You can have a moment. And he turns and guides the deputies to step away and kind of leaves that area with the child free for a moment and blocked off.
Yeah, Shara would go over to the child. Can she make, like, a religion check or anything? Just to, like, do a little prayer to Urgothoa?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or just a prayer, I guess. I don't know if there's a religion check necessarily needed for it, but...
No, yeah, a religion check wouldn't be needed. Boy, Urgothoa, what would an Urgothoan prayer sound like?
Deliver unto me a feast unlike any other, so that we may dine eternally. Or, because they're basically the god of gluttony,
essentially.
Undeath.
Gluttony, undeath, might is actually one of their domains also.
Interesting. Huh. It's anathema to sacrifice your life.
Well, that sucks for you, because I'm dead now.
As Sherez says the prayer over the young Imbrex, you do feel this almost a voice, Shara, inside that wants more. More. Cut to 2 hours later at the station. There's an interview room to the side. Shara's not cuffed or anything like that, but they did ask that you leave your weapons in the lobby. What weapons do you carry?
So she carries, somewhat uncommonly, a comma.
A comma? Okay.
And a scythe. Mostly because a comma is...
A comma is kind of a little scythe,
isn't it?
It's kind
of a small scythe. And the scythe is the weapon of Urgothoa.
Right on.
But you can't really have a scythe and a shield, so...
Good point.
It's
This is my hand scythe. Yeah. It's for cats and below.
It's not probably the most optimized weapon for this character, but
I love it. I love flavor over optimization.
Right.
So it is a +1 striking combo, and then just a normal scythe that she carries because that's the weapon of her deity.
So we cut to an interview room, and Shara isn't in any sort of restraints or anything like that. It's just her and the detective in an interview room, sitting at a table across from one another. And the detective says, "So it sounds like you have much information about this character, this undead ghost. You say that you don't think that it had a name, or he had a name before coming here?"
Oh, he had a name. It just was not Gerdrug.
I see. Do you think it's possible that the Gerdrug that you hear of here is not the same?
Well, I'm not going off the name. I'm going off of the description.
I see. Okay.
And as I said, I saw him quite up close and personal.
Well, unfortunately, nobody witnessed the crime, though your details match up. We can certainly
press for an investigation, but they are a recent employee of the local blood lord, Mistress Haldoli. I think that I am treading on her jurisdiction. I'm going to have to get her involved. In the meantime, we'll gather the evidence that we have and see what we can do.
Yes, meeting with this bloodlord, Haldoli, makes perfect sense.
All right, then. I'll send a message immediately. Do you have a place that you're staying? You just got into town literally hours before meeting me for the first time. Can I help there?
I'm sure I can find accommodations in this town. Perhaps if you can point me in a direction.
There's some things nearby. There's a nice place in the governor's quarter if you have the coin.
Yes, somewhere with a stable.
Definitely the governor's quarters, then. I assume you have coin?
Yes. Money is not an issue.
Oh, hell yeah. Shh. You're gonna buy us things.
No, but staying a night in a place is not that expensive.
Homelessness is an unfortunate side effect of a city sometimes, and it is technically illegal in the city of Greydirge if you find yourself not able to accrue lodgings. There are state-appointed shelters that you may stay in, but I highly suggest that you do not sleep on the streets. Otherwise, I'll send my message, and would you like to wait for a response?
Well, I will go to this governor's quarters and find some lodging. You can send a response there, or I can come back in a few hours.
He sends you off with the address to a place called the Ghoul's Gut. And you get there, you acquire a room, you find a place to stable your mount. What kind of mount do you have?
As she rides up, she is on a skeletal mount.
Bad fucking ass.
So she dismounts it as she walks up to the stables. And we'll talk to the... We'll flip the stable boy a silver piece and take good care of him.
Oh, he's going to go do drugs tonight.
And that's, the state boys don't often see tips, let alone silver ones. Eyes go wide. It's really just the one zombie tender inside of the stables. Mostly it's just a bunch of and zombies slowly pushing skeletal horses around to keep them corralled when needed. But there's one zombie tender, and they greedily pocket the silver. Not long after you get your rooms and your accommodations, there is an envelope waiting for you, following a slight knock at a door. Slides underneath the door.
Okay, I'll pick it up and look at it.
It says Shira Imbrex in a fine hand. And when you open it to read it, it says, "Dear Shira, I am very interested to hear what you have to say about a certain hobgoblin ghost. You may come to my manor as soon as you are available. Sincerely, Bloodlord Berline Haldoli."
Alright, well, I may be new here, but I know you don't keep a bloodlord waiting, so...
Common knowledge.
Yeah, Shira will not dally too long before grabbing her stuff and getting on her horse Perdition and heading to...
Perdition...
to the Bloodlord's Manor.
Alright. Well, you make your way to the estate, and greeting you at the door is a finely dressed, with a severe stance,
"Welcome. You must be the Imbrex."
"Yes, I am. Who might you be?"
"My name is Mirk. I am Major Domo to the estate."
And you can tell her demeanor has completely changed from how she spoke to the detective and stuff. "Very nice to meet you. I am Shira."
"Well met, Miss Shira. Please, allow us to have your horse stabled."
"Thank you. That is very kind."
"Glorinsa, come."
And a small skeletal figure comes up and takes the horse. You can see that there's a lot of bustling about the manor and the estate right now. At the porch, the front entry, is standing a halfling woman wearing a traveling cloak, carrying a staff, and she looks slightly impatient. You must be Shara.
Yes, that is me. I assume you are Bloodlord Haldoli?
Mistress Haldoli is fine.
Yes, mistress.
Well, I hear that you have some interesting information. Tell me, what do you know about... Well, I know him as Gerdrug. What do you know about Gerdrug?
I can tell you he's a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can know that.
He has been killing my family members for many years.
I see.
You would like more details. He attempted to kill my cousin.
Attempted to kill your cousin?
Yes. My cousin's mother, or shall I say my uncle's second wife, attempted to have him killed. But he was stopped, and so was the mother, was attempting to make a coup on her for her child.
Interesting.
And he was rightfully put to death.
Very interesting.
And as they were worshippers of Zonkuthan, they followed his teachings in the torture and killing of the Hobgoblin.
And the Hobgoblin was so vengeful that it kept itself on this plane?
Yes, if I have to give him anything, it is sheer willpower to keep himself here.
I will have you know that I find Gerdrug's talents, if we're even talking about the same ghost, I find them very useful. Tell me, what is your story?
There's not much to say about that. As I said, my family were nobles, but as the middle child of seven...
Oh, no, yes, finding all that will be easy. It'll be in records. Nidalee's records are not out of my reach. No, how are you here? If he killed you, I don't sense negative energy holding you together. What are you?
Not completely holding me together. I am what many would consider a revenant. I have been killed, but then brought back. Uncharacteristically, Urgothoa made a pact with her. I know normally she would make everybody undead, but that did not apparently suit her purposes here.
Very interesting. Well, I say we look into that. However, unfortunately, for probably both Gerdrug and for myself and my interest in this topic, I must go. Today is the day that I leave for Yled. Bloodlord business. That being said, I am very interested to hear what a visit of yours to the Theater of Sin would turn out to be. Here's an address. They're employees of mine, so keep that in mind. But do know that I only require 4 employees. Take that as you will. And she holds the card out that has the address.
And as Shara reaches out to grab it, oh, I will.
Good. Well, off you go now. I have many things to prepare for. Glorinsa?
And Glorinsa, who had just got the skeletal perdition into the stables, rushes out.
Yes, mistress? I'm gonna need you to get my bags. And Major Domo, I could use some tea before we go. Do you mind?
And she just begins going about her business again, turns and just leaves you.
Yeah, so she'll start to walk away and she'll look at the Major Domo. Well, perhaps we will meet again. She will gather her horse and leave. And head to this Theater of Sin.
Cut to the Theater of Sin, Sharon knocking on the door. Argoon answers.
Hello.
You are an interesting one. I'm looking for the owners.
They're out of town right now. Are you looking for somebody in particular?
Oh, I believe he goes by Gerdrug.
Ah, yes, that's a good look. Yeah, he is away.
Okay, well, but Lord Haldoli told me to wait here for him.
I'm sorry. What? Wait here?
Yes.
Well,
it's a large house.
Well, I'm not gonna say no to her. Come in.
And Argoon escorts you into the Theater of Sin, and you have a few days. Does Shira do anything in the few days in the Theater of Sin with just Argoon and a couple of hand servants?
Hand servants.
She definitely she explores the entire building.
You better stay away from my magical pool.
She'll explore the lands also. She'll put Perdition out back so that it's not quite as noticeable.
Dude, Nemo's gonna take care of her.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they better not fuck with our troll.
It's Nemo.
Nemo?
She's my slave. I can rename. Okay, we don't need this.
I mean, it's Nemo, but alright.
Not anymore.
Nope. No, it's just Nemo.
But nothing particularly interesting.
Argoon would really approach you hesitantly, cautiously in the first day. The second day that you're there, he asks you a lot of questions and just wants to, in general, get to know you. I know Swanee knows Argoon. Shara may not, but do you think Shara and Argoon would get along at all?
I think so. I think.
Do you see yourselves going on a second date?
Yeah. Yeah, while Shara does have a frightening demeanor sometimes, she is also can be very charming and friendly.
So she's turning the charm on for Argoon.
Yeah, when she's not trying to get something specific, she's normally a little more friendly. So she'll talk to Argoon. She'll basically make idle chatter with him, but not tell him anything specific. Certainly nothing about Gerdrug or what she's doing there or anything like that.
He'll always ask, but you'll deflect.
So it's going to deflect.
Back to the rest of the party. Still in the Axenwood, outside Iron Tavia's burning cottage. What do you do now?
We head the fuck out. We did what we came to do. Let's get out of this damp woods where people die.
Where to now?
Well, we're at least gonna head back to the fucking theater for a bit.
Travel back to the theater.
Gonna let our compatriots know that Iron Tavia has been destroyed. Sleep in my nice comfy bed.
One thing Lucan for sure would remember, Berline left roughly around the same time that you did from Grey Dirge, maybe within a day or two, to Yladen. So she is not in Grey Dirge any longer. Not for the moment, at least.
Yeah, I want to head back to the theater. Just emotionally, I need to head back to the theater to recover a little bit, maybe find a replacement for Gerdrug, because I feel we're going to need a little bit more. And just gather our thoughts and our next action.
You are able to travel through the Axenwood without much issue. In fact, as you're traveling west to get back to Grey Dirge, where the Theater of Sin lies, the path seems open and clear to you. There are no deviations in the path. It's a straight shot right out of Axenwood where you need to be.
Before I leave the Axenwood, I do call out, Drusilla, I don't know if you're there, but we defeated Iron Tavia. I hope that makes you happy. If you wanted to grant us any boons, we did lose at least 1.5 friends in the process.
Gosh, she's not...
No?
She's not, like, nearby. No, nothing happens.
No, bitch. All right, fine. Goodbye.
Amazing. This takes a little bit of time, but you make it out. It takes a day of travel. Would I assume that you would rest before hitting the road?
probably. I mean, we need to rest during the day anyway. Well, kind of.
It just takes a day of travel.
Oh, also, Arius, you're welcome that I saved you back then. You know, just in case. Just in case you ever thought of killing me as part of your oath to your god.
Wait, Zeriel wasn't the one that saved me?
No, I tossed an oil of life on you.
Oh. I woke up and nobody was around. I just assumed my deity saved me.
Maybe your deity was working through me. Just remember that. That's even more impressive, right?
I don't think Zero would ever fucking save anybody anyways. Thank you for saving me. David cut all the Zero shit out.
We're going to move forward the required travel time, which after rest is about a day. And the party makes their way to the Theater of Sin. Argun would be there, obviously, to greet you.
My favorite.
And he would ask you how the trip was. He wants to...
I want to hear everything about it.
Well, Gedrug's dead. Sadly.
Gedrug is already dead.
Gedrug's destroyed, then. And I'll go over to the fireplace, and I'll set the brick on top of the fireplace.
That's so sad.
Yes. I kept this brick to remember him by.
Well, I had news for you guys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's, a visitor. She's been here for about a day.
Is it Nima's cousin?
She came from, Greydirt shortly after you left. Looking for Gerdlog, actually. And, well, she's still here. She's downstairs.
All right. How long did you say she's been here?
She stayed over last night. Like 2 days.
All right. Well, I'm going to get cleaned up first, and then I will meet with her.
There's a letter from Berline. Well, I mean, not quite demanding that we let her stay, but you know how that goes.
You have plenty of room. It's fine.
Argun sends the party downstairs. Party, you walk downstairs into the theater after getting there, and you see Shara.
Oh my god, I'm so exhausted. Hello, yes, why are you here in our home? What can we do for you?
Oh, hell yeah. And you said she's only like half undead?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure she's technically quick or undead or what she is.
You got me choking on my drink, Spencer.
Yeah. Yeah, she uses negative healing, but she's technically not undead.
Nice.
Kind of like a dampier.
She still has warm parts.
There's still blood flow.
Anybody's wondering, I just posted a picture of what she presumably looks like, and Spencer got excited. Where is the ghost Gerdruk?
Oh, well, at least you're straight to the point. More dead than usual, I guess he is.
Deader than dead,
yes. He's been destroyed, I'm afraid.
You ever seen a furnace? Or a fireplace?
Of course I've seen a fireplace. Dead? Already?
How about one with teeth?
This, believe it or not, he was eaten by a furnace. Fireplace.
Huh. That's rather amusing, actually.
It would have been. I mean, he was kind of my friend, so it's a little sad. But in retrospect, being eaten by a fireplace. Yeah, a little amusing, yeah. Anyway, darling, who are you and why are you here?
My name's Shara, and, I was here to kill Gerdrug, but I guess he's already dead, so...
You were here to kill Gerdrug? All right. I'll ask. Why?
Well, because he killed me, of course.
Of course! Why wouldn't I have guessed? So, how did you... Argun just let you in and let you just stay here?
Yes, he's actually quite trusting. But I was also sent by Bloodlord Haldoli.
Oh, so you've, so that's how you knew. Okay, makes a little more sense now. Okay, so Gertrude killed you. You wanted to get revenge, just like he wanted to get revenge. Oh, are you? You know, he never told me too much about it, but I knew that there was a group of people or a family he was hunting down. You one of them?
I thought he was just killing kids.
No, it's a whole thing. Not just the kids. He killed a lot of them.
Wait, I don't think I knew he killed the kid.
Not just the kids.
I don't think we knew he killed the kid.
Yeah. So don't put that in.
The dogs, the cats, all of it.
The Imbrex.
Imbrex.
Inbreds?
Okay.
Imbrex.
Oh.
Wait, you're one of those inbreds?
One slip of the tongue and now look at it.
Where are you from?
I'm from Nidal.
Nidal? Oh. No, I don't think inbreeding is Nidal's
forte.
Pleasure, forte, yes, their habit. No, they just like torture. So you came all the way from Nidal to Geb, which is a long fucking way, to kill Gerdrug, who's already been destroyed.
That sucks.
Yes, that would apparently be the situation.
How does that make you feel? Is it like torture? Are you pleasing your god right now?
Oh, I do not follow Zan-Kuthan.
Oh, thank fucking god. I was really worried there. I'm much more dispositioned to be kind to you now.
She'll pull her shield off her back, and it'll have the fly of Urgothoa on it.
Oh, thank goodness. Ah, I do whatever Urgothoans do that's like the cross thing. I don't even know. I do that.
Flap
yellow.
There's so many deities that like a flying thing represent. Glonder,
yeah, but you,
Desna.
But you
could,
you know, like butterflies would be like a slow flap. Right. But then Urgothoa would be like a little.
Would you make the sound too?
I don't know. Whatever
that's
is
actually what people do for Urgothoa. But whatever it is, that's what you do.
That's what I do. Yeah, whatever it is. Well, we do have plenty of extra rooms here, seeing as how your life's mission is now completed behind your back. We are down a man as well. You seem to be at least well armed. Are you capable?
I would not have made it this far if I was not.
Yes. We had a Minotaur. Only made it one day. Not even.
We had a Minotaur.
We had a Minotaur for like 5 minutes.
We had a Minotaur for like 5 minutes, yes.
Yeah.
It's very short.
That guy held the door for me. He saved my life.
You don't see many Minotaur around anymore.
He gave his life to let you out of the house. That he couldn't never escape.
And then I just watched and I'm like, God, I'm glad I'm greedy.
No, you stabbed the house with a knife.
I was quite angry, but that was more aggression towards the house. That had nothing to do with camaraderie.
With Minotaur a part of the party.
Oh my god.
Yes, well, I feel that the Pallid Princess has put me on this path for a reason. Yeah, she's gonna be one of those.
Did you say Shira or Shaira?
Shara.
Shara.
Neither.
Well,
So like Sarah but with an H. Shara?
Sarah but with an H, yeah.
Shara.
Sarah but with an H in the wrong place.
Shara.
Well, Shara, I am Lucan Hollow. This is Arius and Kix. This is Sundrinker, my companion. And welcome to the Theater of Sin. We are under the employ of Bloodlord Haldoli, as I'm sure you already know. We have many extra rooms. You can stay in them. Mine's the biggest. Don't go in there.
You have Gerdrug's old room. Wait,
yeah, take
Gerdrug's
old room.
That would have to be.
Person's room that killed you, that you were gonna kill.
I don't know. That's up to
maybe,
you. You decide.
Maybe pick a different room.
Perhaps it's poetic justice.
Something like that. Would you like his brick?
Yes.
Brick.
I think maybe his soul spirit is in a brick. Maybe stay away from the brick. Maybe you should stay away from the brick. Might be safest.
Hmm. a part of his soul is in there. Perhaps there's a way to torture it.
I thought you said you were Urgothoan now.
I know. I'm not Kuthaj.
You'd trust a person for 2 seconds. Anyway, it's on the mantle if you get interested. I mean, I liked Gertrude, but I would be interested to see what would happen. Anyway, please invite me if you employ any brick torturing methods.
Yes. What exactly are you supposed to be doing now?
Going the fuck to bed! Do you see how ragged I am? Look at my dress. It is a mess. I am exhausted. I have no spell slots left. Good night. Or good day. I'm a vampire. I've only been a vampire a short time.
I guess I will go talk to Argoon some more.
Oh, gosh. You like talking to him?
Well, I've been waiting around for a few days.
Oh, no. Just make sure you have a hanky. He's a little messy when he speaks.
Do you think he creates saliva?
Yes, well, I do make sure that the armor does not rust.
Anyway, good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Well, again, sorry, I'm new to being the vampire, kind of. I still say good night. I mean, good day. I'll see you in the evening. And we'll discuss future plans. We have much to do, and perhaps you can help. And Lucan and Sundrick can go upstairs and go to bed. The rest of y'all can do whatever you want.
Arya's gonna go to sleep.
I mean, I couldn't imagine I wouldn't be. I'd be pretty tired.
You literally just lost 2 people.
Yes. Exhausted.
Barely survived the fucking...
Barely survived.
Random fucking house.
Kix is just screaming in his bed.
I don't even have prestidigitation to clean myself off. Kix is now terrified of fireplaces. Won't go near them. Can I click this goddamn overnight rest button?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Now I can pick my third level spells.
I love how with an evil party, it's just like, oh, you're here to kill Gerdrug? All right. You want to join us? He's dead.
I mean, that makes sense. Like, he was murdering a bunch of people. I knew that. So, okay.
A friend of an enemy is an enemy to the, fuck it.
And that's exactly how it goes. Exactly like
fuck
that.
Fuck it.
So let's actually hear a little bit about Shara as mechanically, as a character.
Yes. I'm curious. We know you got that fucking cool horse with a cool ass name, Perdition.
Yeah, so mechanically, I did take the mount as my deities, or my ally. But just kind of starting at level 1, ancestry feat, I took like natural ambition to get deity's domain, to get domain spells from Urgothoa. I chose the might domain, which gave me the touch of corruption, which allows me to heal negative energy or damage a living person with negative damage.
It's the evil negative version of Lay on Hands.
Yeah, basically. I am a desecrator, which is the neutral evil cause.
Every champion gets a reaction. What is your reaction?
So mine is called Selfish Shield. So if an enemy within 15 feet damages me, I can use my reaction to... my self-interest keeps me safe. I gain resistance to the triggering damage equal to 2 plus half my level, regardless of the damage type. In addition, your strikes against the creature deal 1 extra damage until the end of your next turn. With that, I took Conceited Mindset. Oh no, not level, not Conceited Mindset.
Ongoing Selfishness?
Ongoing Selfishness.
What a fucking class feat name.
Yeah, I took Ongoing Selfishness, so I get half of that resistance for the rest of my turn from that triggering enemy. So, like, if he hits me with the first attack, I get the full resistance, and then after that, I get half the resistance for each attack that he hits me with. Then, like I said, I took the Might Domain, which gave me Athletic Rush, which isn't terribly useful, but kind of fun. Level 2 for the free archetype, I took Martial Dedication, which is just kind of funny because martial dedication, like, it was supposed to be like Knights of the Last Wall or something like that, I think is.
It's from.
Just anti undead.
Yeah, it came from. Oh boy, what was it? The Advanced Player's Guide.
Yeah. This came from the APG. I chose Intimidation, but I have a 10-foot emanation that your aura has the emotion, mental, and visual traits and grants your allies a +1 against fear. I have the Dread Martial stance at level 4, which can boost that up to a 20-foot if I critically succeed a Intimidation check, which also can grant you and allies the status bonus to damage rolls equal to the number of weapon damage dice of the unarmed attack or weapon you are wielding that has the most weapon damage. So it'd be basically like a +2. And when you or an ally in the aura critically hits an enemy with the strike, the enemy is frightened 1. So it's a fun way to get frightened up. And along with the aura of despair, if they're within 15 feet of me at the end of their turn, they can't drop the frightened condition below 1.
Okay, that's a big deal.
So this is, you got some nice debuffs going on here too.
Yeah, a lot of more intimidation debuffs. It's just the easiest debuff to get out there.
I mean, frightened is easy to get out there and it's effective, but it not going down, you know, below 1, always bottoming out at frightened 1, that's pretty damn good.
And then like I said, I have the Divine Ally Steed, which got me a young skeletal companion. And then I also have, yeah, Touch of Corruption, which is fun.
So I'm hearing debuff.
Yeah, one-handed melee fighter with a shield, some debuffs, a single heal every 10 minutes, basically.
Oh, yeah, because you still have just straight up lay on hands or whatever.
Yeah, Touch of Corruption, which is
Basically
the evil version of lay on hands.
Another frontliner.
Hey, nice.
Well, we had two spellcasters.
Nice.
Sort of. With,
True.
And we actually technically have three. I'm a spellcaster.
Right. Right. You're a cleric.
Range spellcaster.
Yeah. It's just 90% of my spells are harm.
Yeah. The summoner is both, I guess.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't do much, but.
But you're there.
I'm here. Every once in a while, I whisper at you guys.
I'm here and I'm not going away. Spencer's going to have the only character that doesn't die again, probably.
Hey, I don't like dying.
You are all now level 5.
Level 5, not a whole lot happens. Eidolon gets unarmed expertise, so now expert in unarmed attacks, which they all are. And at least for this Eidolon. And then you get an ancestry feat. I took general training, with which I took incredible initiative, because I'm a human and I can get general feats as ancestry feats. And that's really about it. My skill increase went into athletics, getting that up to expert. Just so Sundrinker can have expert athletics. Also, I don't have -1 dex now. We got ability boosts, so I did put my dex up to 10.
So your AC isn't just absolute horseshit any longer.
Oh, it's still pretty bad. It's 17.
It's just regular horseshit instead of absolute horseshit.
It's 17, which, like, I've been building some characters recently, and all of my level 1 characters have, like, at least an 18 AC. Monk, you know, starts with a 19, and I'm at 17 at level 5, so it's pretty bad.
Well, psychic's pretty straightforward for this level. I am level 5, like everyone else. Took ability boosts and dex con and wiz with expert in crafting, and I also get precognitive reflexes, increasing my reflex to expert as well. And then clarity of focus increases my focus pool to 1, so I am now level 5 with 3 focus points.
Nice.
That gained 2 refocus points on your refocus activity.
But yeah, that's a default, but that's just a psychic
for
thing.
That's a default for a psychic? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Like, that's a focus caster right there.
I did not know that.
Yep, so this is your... When you gain the access to psi cantrips, the psychic starts at 2 focus points and via meditation for 10 minutes. If you've spent only to amp psychic... If you've spent some focus points only to amp psi cantrips, you regain 2. So I don't have the feat that lets me regain 3. Yeah, so it's like, if you were to, like... The only, like, weird thing is if you were to multi-class or go into psychic, you would not gain... Like, the pool would be bigger for your psychic shit, but if you try, it doesn't, like, mingle with other focus points to, like, take advantage of it.
There's separation, yeah. Which makes sense.
And I still don't have my fucking dope-ass whisper yet. The whole reason I love, I know that the internet people aren't always the smartest, but, like people have their, like, tier list of certain things. I don't know how deep you guys sometimes go into making a character, like, of, like, other people's opinions.
Yes.
But I'm just like, you guys are fucking dumb. Like, they view, like, Whisper, like, they view, like, the archetype, the subdomain I picked, like, one of the lower ones. I'm like, meh.
Nah.
Like, the other, like, because so, the one that's, like, for damage, I'm like, alright, so I need 1d8 extra on my fucking telekinetic. It's like, whatever. I can give people extra attacks at their full base attack bonus. It's like, I don't, like...
Touch.
But yeah, I also have an ancestry feat, which I haven't looked at all. So, there's that. Surprise ancestry feat!
Alright.
But yeah, that's kicks at 5, because we don't get spells around even levels, right? No.
No, they're odd.
No,
they're
odd.
Spells are on odd levels.
You should get third level spells right now.
Yeah. I got third level spells that I gotta look at too. I thought I was prepared.
I guess I can do my shit. I'm still looking at spells, but I can at least do everything else. So Arya's got level 5 in cleric. War priest bullshit. Abilities I increased were strength, con, wiz, and charisma. The charisma boost gives me an extra harm spell my font. Wisdom is actually my casting stat, and it's important because of that, for some fucking reason. And then strength and con, because, you know, why not? Feats. Skills. I went to expert in medicine. Feats, I got alertness, and I picked well-armed. From my ancestry feat. I don't think I'm ever going to use well-armed, but I can pull off an arm and use it. Reach on a melee weapon.
Yeah, I love that. I love that feat.
So I'm never going to use it. But it's an option.
In case you need it.
Just in case. I ever need, like, I don't know.
If you ever need to slap somebody from 10 feet away, now you can do it.
I figured there's not a lot of great... ancestry feats at this level for skeletons. It was my best option, sadly. And then spells. I'm a cleric. I'm taking harm spells. You fuckers keep dying.
I got this. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but slow.
Oh no. It's happening again.
I will likely take slow, but the one I took bind undead.
Ooh.
I can take control of an undead character and make them my minion. Casting time of 2 turns lasts a day. So bring me your undead.
Well, they're only everywhere.
Yeah. How does Geb feel about that? That seems like that one would be frowned upon. Just like take. Well, I guess you're taking over mindless. I doubt the law cares about mindless things. Unless it's somebody's property.
That's the weird thing. If it's somebody's property, yeah, they give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Geb's pretty lawful.
We got Arius, we got Kix, we got Lucan. You know what's really fun about this campaign is that the living technically have the padding of being undead if they were to die. But the undead, if they...
Feats around.
Yeah, if they destroy, that's it. They're dead. They're done. They're gone. Ghost is like the one sort of exception, right?
Yeah, you can sort of keep Ghost around.
Speaking of sort of Ghost... Does Shara do anything while the rest of the party is sleeping in regards to the brick on the mantle?
For now, she'll just... I mean, that day, she'll go inspect it.
Go ahead and give me a religion check.
Well, it was almost 14, but instead it's 4. 13.
you don't really detect much here. It might have like a faint, like it might have some residue on it perhaps, but you don't actually detect anything here of substance. Just mostly a brick.
So she'll just kind of scoff at it, be like, there's no gird drug here in this brick. A sentimental fool.
And then you just hear go, ooh.
It's Argoon in the back. Oh, sorry. Ooh. I love how you didn't mention that Berline basically told you that, hey, there better be four of you regardless. So you just walked in, found out Gerdrug was destroyed, and like you just now have another job.
Well, that's kind of what I was like, you know, being the religious fanatic, being like, well, I was sent on this path. This must have been what I was... The fact that Gerdrug's already dead tells me that this was both a cruel trick by Urgothoa, but also to that maybe this is the where she wanted me to be.
So, cut to... Let's go... let's just do a move forward a day here. In fact, let's get out of the month of Rova. And let's head into the month of Lamashun.
I always wondered... Lamashun?
Lamashun? Lamashun?
I don't know. I don't know.
Lamashun, I suppose, makes sense.
Lama-dama-ding-dong.
Lamashun is the equivalent of October, I believe.
Lamashun Fest! Let's go!
Lamash Fest.
Lamash Fest. Lama Fest.
Lama Fest. So, boy. You've got information that points you to two different locations. One confirms your initial suspicions that you had found at the bank at Greydirge in the vault. That was the ripped up shipping label that you determined was from Sallow Shore. You also have information about somebody in Pak Ged.
And I would relay to them that Berline had left to go to... I don't remember where.
Yled.
Yeah, she needs to hit up Lamash Fest. She's a party girl.
I would be too. If I were a Bloodlord, hell yeah, I'd go to every party where they like have to respect you. And if they don't, you can just kill them. And like, who the fuck's going to stop you?
Right.
Are you fun at parties? No. I'm terrifying at them, and it's amazing.
Well, it seems like we kind of have to make a decision on where we want to go.
Lamash Fest! That's happening, right?
Yeah,
it's now a thing.
We just take a break, and now we're just going to Lamash Fest.
If there is one, we're making one.
We're making one. You guys are here for Lamash Fest, right? What? Come on, let's go.
We're holding it at the old bank.
Tax collectors aren't taking up residence there again.
Just be wary of the haunted room.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
The one with my boss.
At this point, you all can take some downtime if you need. Purchase.
Downtime?
Sell. You're not on any time crunch is the thing.
Do I have crafting on this character? I don't think
I've
even have crafting.
I've got expert in crafting. No. Why haven't I looked at the book?
Look at the new crafting rules.
I fell asleep on the couch.
Make me a goddamn staff. I want a staff. I want a staff that has magic in it.
Give me a staff. I want to cast magic missile.
We identify the items.
Oh, you want to check out your loot? Yeah. All right, hold on.
Yeah, we identify items. We sell the items.
You know, you just like you're at the point now where you have downtime. You can successfully identify these given enough time. We're identifying them.
Yes, that's what I was assuming.
A +1 striking battle axe.
And a list staff.
A sturdy shield, a minor sturdy shield. You've got some ritual books, and given enough time, you're able to identify all of the rituals in here. There are 6 rituals in this book. Create undead. The zombie variety. Elemental Sentinel. Heart Bond. Inveigle. Mystic Carriage. And Unseen Custodians. I suggest you look into Mystic Carriage.
Mystic Carriage and Unseen Custodians definitely are musts.
I mean, I already have a non-mystic carriage to carry around my coffin.
There's also this thing called a sneaky key. It's a talisman. You fix it to armor. But you don't have any experts in thievery anymore.
Oh, well. It wasn't meant to be.
So, yeah.
Tried twice, guys. Sorry.
Tried.
Yep. Go fuck yourselves.
Elemental Sentinel looks interesting, too.
Elemental Sentinel is how Iron Tavia knew that you were in the cottage and when you entered the cottage.
I'm down to basically sell everything. Do we have a use of a shield for anybody?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, a minor sturdy shield is a pretty big deal to a champion.
Quite a big step up from my steel shield.
Do you have one? Oh, have you earned this sturdy shield that we just give it 100 gold item to the noob person? I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
Aris doesn't care. The Wiz would have cared. The Wiz would have fucking charged a rental fee.
Probably would have.
Here, you can have my steel shield.
2 gold compared to
I do like the Lucky
gold.
Kitchen Wish, but the Lucky Kitchen Wish is awesome, but it's worth 250 gold, so we should definitely just sell it.
Well, what would you buy instead?
I want a staff.
You do? You really want a staff? Why not take the Mentalist staff that just got...
Because I don't like the Mentalist staff. I've got no use for days.
Is there a staff you do like?
Yeah, there's a lot of new staffs in the treasure vault. That's exactly what I was just getting pulled up.
And you already gave me a shield. I totally understand if you don't want to split your gold with me.
It depends. Did you get 4th level or 5th level starting gold?
I used 5th.
You're not getting a cut of it. So you got the shield.
Distribute the shield.
That sturdy shield is actually pretty sweet.
It's basically it's one of those must-haves for shields. Yeah.
Much better hardness, way better hit points.
I just want enough gold to get a +1 rune on my armor. I spent 160 gold to get my breastplate bumped up to +1.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm trying to remember, what's the best low-level armor rune? It's a really good one. I can't think of what the fuck it's called. Bitter. Bitter is the one I was thinking of. It's fucking hilarious. If you're level 9, it's a level 9 rune.
What's it do?
So if something tries to or something engulfs you or swallows you whole, it is sickened 1. If it spends an action retching to reduce the sickened condition, you can attempt to escape as a reaction.
Very good.
I hope everyone else has a fine hatred for it as much as we do.
Yeah, I want a staff of divination.
Ooh.
Item level 6, cost 230 gold.
What is that?
It gives me detect magic, true strike, comprehend language, dark vision, and see invisibility. Basically, a bunch of nice utility shit that
you don't want to repair.
Since I'm a that I don't want to prepare. Yeah, since I'm a bonded caster. I would just like to have some utility shit to be able to be like, I need this.
Just know that how staves work and how they, like, the points work and stuff like that.
I know how they work. I am making a Twisted Tree Magus. I've spent, like, the last 2 weeks meticulously building a staff user. And now I'm like, ooh, I want staffs on everybody.
Yeah, they're a little more interesting in 2E. 1E, like, recharging a staff was really hard, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, and this you just get the points every day based on your highest spell level. And even just a few points can let you do quite a bit with the staff. It can perhaps even make like rolling an attack roll with a Ray of Frost or something worthwhile. But that's the other thing, is I'm going to be able to retrain Detect Magic out of the cantrips I know, because it'll be on the staff.
How many points does it... use points to do cantrips or cantrips?
No, cantrips you can do as much as you want, and they heighten to your cantrip level.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very useful. And that way I can have an extra cantrip that I know that's different. Now the question is, what would be a fun cantrip for Lucan to have? Particularly one that could combine with True Strike.
I think it's kind of funny that we got more Gerdrug background after Gerdrug died than while he
was. Yeah. Well, it's like, well, it would have been a slow burn, but now he's dead, so it's an explosion.
So here it is.
I guess I could take shield? No, worthless. My AC's too low for shield to even matter.
Right.
Yeah, but the shield block is actually more useful than the shield.
That's probably true.
With that kind of attitude it is, yeah.
Worthless.
I guess I could take telekinetic projectile.
You know we like flinging shit.
That deals the most damage. We do like flinging shit. Hell yeah. I'm taking telekinetic projectile because it'll work well with my nice staff that has true strike on it. So I am retraining detect magic out and training in telekinetic projectile. And I am going to go buy a staff of divination. If I can find one, I would assume I can.
Okay. What,
Wait, I guess maybe I shouldn't assume I can.
What level is,
Six.
Is the item uncommon?
The item is not uncommon. It is common.
Common item? Then you can find a staff in a divination in Great Urge.
I would like to try and leverage my chumminess with Haldoli and how important we are now to little old Grey Dirge to try and get a discount on this. I will use, I think deception, that Haldoli said the players of the Theater of Sin will be receiving a discount. And if you have a problem with that, you can bring it up with Bloodlord Haldoli.
It's conveniently not around anymore.
That's my deception check.
Okay.
I would like to make.
All right. Go ahead and give me that check.
I get a 21. I might use my hero point on that.
Oh.
Wait for him to tell you the...
Oh, yeah. Tell me. Yeah, yeah. You can... Yeah, you're... That's right. I get to know if it's a success or not.
It's a failure.
It's a failure. I will use my hero point because I want this to work. No! Get a 16. I failed to deceive them.
You're getting arrested!
Be disappointed if I can't buy my staff. He can't arrest me.
No, I'm not going to stop you from buying the staff because you have the full prize.
I suppose the person that sells high-ish level magic items in town probably knows Bloodlord Haldoli as well.
No, you pay full price. And nothing
okay.
Terrible happens.
But what?
And nothing terrible happens.
Nothing terrible happens. You say that as though something terrible happens.
I think he's saying that something terrible could have happened.
On a critical failure, it'd be, yeah, potentially.
Potentially worse. Okay. But anyway, there's my staff. I've got a staff of divination.
All right.
My first staff in PF2E. I'm excited.
I will spend the week getting Urgothoa's symbol put onto my shield.
Nice.
All right. What does Kicks or Arius do anything during the week?
I'm sure I'm looking at stuff, but I'm looking at our new crafting book that Geb sent us out to the crafting league.
I would have went and picked up that rune.
Well, then you guys have to make some decisions.
What kind of decisions do you want? We gotta go to the place.
You have two choices.
There's two different places we could go.
Number two. Shore. Yeah, I want to go there because we never heard of that place, right? That was like a weird
Sallow
name.
Sallow Shore was the place that you had heard of. You found it on a crate at the bank. Pack Ged is the one you have like zero information on. You don't know what Pack Ged is. You don't know who Decrozia is. You have no information as to how she partakes or participates in the poisoning plot.
Sounds like we have our answer. We should go to the place where we know more to maybe learn more of the other place.
Yeah, Iron Tavia produced the Brain Grit, and you've discovered that Sani, Bride of the Sea is her name, resides in Sallow Shore and provides the tremor paste to be combined for the poisoning. And she's in Sallow Shore.
Sallow Shore.
Well, that's what Kick suggests. Is everybody on board, Sallow Shore?
Sure.
Yes, I completely agree with Kix. That is the correct place to go.
Yeah, let's just go somewhere.
I'm along for the ride.
I was going to tell the new person to flip a coin, but, you know, Kix.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's fun.
I also spend some time this week getting to know our new friend, I guess.
I don't.
Aris is like, they're not going to last long anyways.
Yeah. The last one lasted 5 minutes. I'm amazed this one lasted the week.
So, do you have any deep dark secrets that we should be aware of before you die? I mean, just seemed to happen with the last one.
No, I believe I'm pretty straightforward.
That's nice for change. Gerdrug was very suspicious. Kix has two people in him.
What?
Sorry, Kix. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that at all.
Didn't mean to out you like that.
No, he really does, though. Anyway, I'll get Shara caught up on what we've been up to, on all the things we've done, what's brought us to where we are, and why we're heading to Sallow Shore. Does Shara seem interested in these things?
Shara, and yes, she
Shara.
Feels Sorry. Like this is the path that Urgothoa has put her on.
Gosh. Lucan will try really hard not to mock your religion. Like, it's a lot better than Zonkuthon. Don't get me wrong. I have Urgothoa written on my character sheet, but it's just kind of like an Easter and Christmas thing, you know?
We have a new party member who's the mortal enemy of our old dead party member. That's fun! And now we begin book two with our trip to Sallow Shore. What will we discover when we get there? Find out next time as we continue Blood Lords. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.